Ever wanted to explore the world of online trading but haven't dared try? The futures market is more active now than ever, and Plus 500 Futures is the perfect place to start. Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments, S&P 500, NASDAQ, Bitcoin, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices, energy, metals, Forex, crypto, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade from anywhere, right from your phone. Deposit with a minimum of $100 and experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for. See a trading opportunity? You will be able to trade it in just two clicks once your account is open. Not sure if you're ready? Not a problem. Plus 500 gives you an unlimited risk-free demo account with charts and analytic tools for you to practice on. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves the risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
Today we have Jared Probst. And Jared, you are the founder and president of Rapid Access. You are doing some first-of-its-kind things. We were just talking about a launch coming up of something that's going to be game-changing. You've also been in business and created this yourself. And I'd love to hear about your story, your learnings, everything. But you have a quick-turn manufacturing company, and you specialize in fabrication of components across various industries. So, Jared, how did you get started with this company, and why did you choose this industry?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So I can give you the long story, but we only have 15 minutes, so I'll kind of reduce it. But I was born into manufacturing. My stepfather had a machine shop in Mountain View, California. It was mostly life sciences products. So I took a summer job for him and ended up taking on drafting. After some time, we sold that company to a German manufacturing company, and I moved into sales. Not related to the industry. Eventually I was poached by a sales company, a manufacturing company for a sales role. And I mean, the rest is history. I ended up becoming an executive. I ended up becoming sales leadership. My last company, I was the head of sales there. So ultimately I always had the idea for Rapid Access since my late 20s. It just took me a while to get the capital together and launch it. So
when you transition from having a job to being a founder, it's like having a steady paycheck or a paycheck, depending on, you know, the sales commissions, to possibly not having a check at all. How was that feeling?
So I was very lucky in that I married well. I married the love of my life. She was very supportive. She also has an excellent lucrative career. So she was supportive of me in that regard. The capital I had to start the business was money that I'd saved for roughly 15 years because I had the idea for Rapid Access when I was in my late 20s. So I had a long runway also. There was a period of time though, I won't kid you, that I was 7 or 8 months in where I had drained my account balances with costs and we were very close to running out of money. But within about a week of that time, after all the stress I had, the invoices started getting paid and we've never had a cash flow issue since, which I'm happy to say.
What you're saying is so common. I've been through it. Other people have been through it. That is why I think it's very hard for everyone to be an entrepreneur. What traits do you think that you would say somebody needs to have to be successful in business?
Well, I think ultimately the major advantage that I had was that I had the sales background. And in this industry specifically, as well as many others, it's not enough to just open your door and say that you're open for business. You have to go out and actually get the accounts, right? So I'm very well networked in the Bay Area with manufacturing companies, competitors, partners alike, right? The one issue they always have is obtaining the actual opportunity. The companies nearby, they don't come to them. They don't come looking for it, right? So I had a system that I developed that worked very well for me at other companies as far as how I sold. I did the same exact thing for Rapid Access. So we're able to get leads in the door. The second thing I would say is that you need to pay attention to your books. Your cash flow is everything. If you're not invoicing on time, you're not collecting on time. If your margins aren't right, you have to constantly be paying attention to these things, right? So while I do have some engineering background because of my experience with my father's company, it's been the sales and accounting side that really has made this company healthy.
Sales could be the most important thing that people learn. Maybe you could maybe group marketing into the sales side. I'm with you. If you don't know sales, I like, though, that you found not just a problem. You know, many times people are solving a problem and that's the company they start. But if you see a problem in the sales side and you can solve that, exponential. What makes you a great salesperson?
Oh, man. I mean, I don't know. You flatter me by saying I'm a great salesperson. I think really I can be an active listener. Like this is a consultative industry, right? It is a commodity. The customer has to buy it from somewhere, right? But they have many options. They could go overseas. They could go to the shop down the street. Ultimately, we're very good at listening to what the customer's after, what they want. But more than that, like I'm not afraid to knock on doors. I'm not afraid to make cold calls. And that's been a huge hurdle for anybody in sales. Like, pick up the phone. You have to. And on the marketing side, can you generate sales from marketing? Absolutely. We do too, but it's outreach. It's not SEO and PPC that's making the money here. It's us actually doing cold outreach to people over social media as well as email, you know? So it's gotta be done. That's the uncomfortable step, but it is the first step. And getting the contact and generating leads.
It's so easy to think listening. All you have to do is listen to the customer or client and they will tell you what they need. But yet it's so hard for people to do that. So when you're looking, let's say for whether it be in a sales associate, I'm just making up titles, but like, you know, let's say base level salesperson or maybe even a sales leader. Are there certain things that you're looking for when you're hiring for that position?
Yeah, I mean, generally for us, because we do have the technical aspect of the engineering fabrication side, we want somebody who's had a little bit of experience in that area. But outside of that, what I'm looking for is account hunters, right? These aren't people that are used to sitting at a desk and fielding warm leads. Now, our publicly traded competitors, they have a huge online presence. They can spend $1 million a month on PPC and SEO. We don't have that luxury, right? Like, we're still classified as a small business. So the people that I hire, it's industry knowledge. They need to know who to call and when to call them. That having been said, two of my reps that have done very well for themselves, all they had was the cold call side. And that's all it took. You know, they had the willingness to learn the technical side and then the willingness to make the cold calls to make it happen. So they've both done very well for themselves. So I'm happy for them.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. Not everyone can do it. It's
like true. They're turnover. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. Not everyone can do it. Surprise. I'm with you. I came from that background too. I had an outdoor sales job for one day, 24 hours. I quit. I couldn't handle it. It's a very specific person, but thank you for sharing that. So let's talk about how you are competing with these publicly traded companies. I think a lot of people out there, with, you know, the whatever company they have, they're in that boat. You know, they have competitors who have been doing it longer, who have more money to spend, who are larger corporations. How do you compete with them?
So the first thing I would say that makes Rapid Access kind of special as an organization when compared to our publicly traded competitors is that we have a real focus on customer service and customer care, right? This might be a benefit of having a company built by somebody who was formerly in the executive side on sales, right? Because it's everything to me. We have to communicate effectively. We have to do it quickly. So I have a team of project managers that sit in the office beneath me. One of the KPIs we track for them is email response rate. So they typically reply to emails on an average of 15 minutes. That could even just be a confirmation. Your email's received, we're working on it, right? Technical questions can take hours, sometimes a business day to answer, but at least the person knows they're being taken care of. The biggest issue that we hear from our customers about what our publicly traded competitors are doing is post-service support, right? You've shipped the components to your customer. They have questions. They might need a material certificate. They might have a question about an inspection or a feature that wasn't done perfectly or to their specifications or whatever, right? Many of our competitors will take days or even weeks to reply. In our case, they're going to get a response in 15 minutes confirming that we've received the question, and then it might be a business day, but that's much faster than anybody else, right? So now on the economics of pricing, We periodically will analyze our competitor pricing. We're almost always around 30% beneath the I would say equivalent services, right? So so we know that we're cost competitive. We don't have the pressure of private equity or venture capital dictating how we price things and how we do things, right? Which is very helpful too. And then finally, like maybe because we don't have that $1 million a month in PPC and SEO spend, we can afford to do prices like this for our customers. So, yeah. I mean, I would say that's ultimately it. The final thing is that we don't shy away from complexity. There's whole models out there for fabrication that are focused on just taking easy, quick work, right? As soon as our customers get out of prototype, we support prototype. As soon as they get into low volume production and they have high tolerance, high technical requirements, they want material source of traceability, they want finishing certificates, all this stuff, we can support it all. We still can support it all. If we have to do custom tooling, we'll do custom tooling. You know, so it's very much the organization is very bespoke to the customer's requirement. We have, you know, just as an example, like we work with Rivian for prototyping and we've done some low volume production for them. Their standards and specifications of requirement are totally different than, say, a Thermo Fisher or a Raytheon, right? So we've been able to tailor the customer's experience on the back end based off of what their corporation needs provided to them.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. I think a lot of the things that you said can be related to even industries that are completely different around the customer service. There's been a downtrend in larger corporations, just how people feel when working with them. And it sounds like something like what you do it's very complex. So the more touch points, you know, having the email, your requirements of timing, I mean, those are great call outs. So thank you for sharing that. I know you're launching instant online quoting, which is going to really separate you from other competitors the same size as you. You can compete at a bigger level with these publicly traded companies. Can you talk about that? And then can you also talk about how you look at launching new add-ons or launching new changes to the organization?
Yeah, absolutely. So the instant online quoting is very exciting for us because we will be one of the few companies that's not publicly traded that offers this functionality. The name Rapid Access is all about speed, right? Rapid, not slow access. So being able to offer our customers same day immediate online pricing for items that they are hot for, I mean, this should be huge. Our largest competitors offer this as well. So I'm very excited about that. Later down the road, I could see more functionality on the back end. I would like to see a white glove sign-in site for customers where they're able to go in, they're able to see their past orders as well as the current order process. Things like that make reordering easier for them. So that's something that we've been talking about and considering as well. I'm just a big fan of automation in general. I've adopted the use of ChatGPT in my daily workflow. I'm sure you probably have too, right? And anything I can do to streamline our existing processes by using AI tools, we're doing it now if I know how. And if I don't know how yet, we're looking at things that we can do. You know, so I just think it's going to get faster and faster and faster. Speed to market for customer products is going to be even better and even quicker. And, you know, hopefully I'll stick it to the big guys while I'm at it.
I'm just an AI avatar created by ChatGPT.
So hey, there you go, man. I'm
not even human.
How
are you leveraging these tools? Is there something, you know, whether it's sales or marketing, is there something specifically that you can talk about around how you are leveraging them? And I find it interesting because you're in an industry that I'm guessing doesn't normally take on technology. You know, there's a lot of these industries that don't normally move very quickly into technology. And I find it very interesting how they are leveraging AI.
There is a lot of resistance, especially in manufacturing. I'm 43 years old and I'm a young manufacturing CEO. Right. Most of these CEOs are in their 60s or approaching retirement. So there is a lot of slow adoption. But in our case with ChatGPT, I've at least begun using it for SEO purposes. So we have used it to write some blog, some content for us, which I've gone back and modified to make sure that it's accurate as well as not going to raise any red flags with Google. Right. We've used it for creating email sequence threads, which then go get personalized by the rep so that it has your personality in it. I've also really lately, this has been an immense cost saving for me. I've been using it for legal regulatory questions. So a lot, there's a lot of regulation in our industry around aerospace and defense related components. You're able to go ask ChatGPT about specific classification codes that are provided by customers, how you can remain compliant and all this stuff. We have GovCloud, we have all these things to keep us compliant, but before we're even entering fabrication or the estimation process, we're able to confirm with ChatGPT what the legal risks are or hurdles around a component. So, and I'm, our expert attorney charges $500 an hour. So that's been a welcome change from ChatGPT.
I was just talking to an attorney yesterday about how, like, the whole, he was showing me an app that he uses now. It's basically like ChatGPT, but for attorneys, and has like all of the data of cases and stuff in his industry in the US. And I'm thinking, like, and we were talking, he's like, yeah, my job will probably become obsolete, you know, and if we, or at least the cost of the service will, you know, significantly go down. He's not even doing much work anymore. But no, that is amazing. And thank you for sharing that about, you know, how you're leveraging AI and technology. When you look at the next few years of your business, of the industry, just being a founder, is there some personal development?
One of the best things I've ever done for my personal growth was picking up a new language. Whether you're traveling, leveling up your career, or just love learning, speaking another language opens up many doors. And Rosetta Stone makes it easier, more immersive, more fun. It's the leading language learning program available right on your desktop or mobile. Rosetta Stone helps you learn naturally, just like you picked up your first language, through real-world context and conversation. Just practical skills you can use right away. What I love most is the true accent speech recognition. It gives you real-time feedback so your pronunciation actually sounds like a native speaker. With 30 years experience, millions of learners in 25 languages to choose from, like Spanish, also Tagalog, which I'm learning. Rosetta Stone is the go-to for anyone serious about learning fast and retaining it long-term. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Founder Story listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/today to get started and claim your 50% off today. Don't miss out. Go to rosettastone.com/today and start learning today. When my business needed to hire someone urgently, it felt like I needed them yesterday. We struggled to find quality applicants quickly, and that's when Indeed came to our rescue. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed receive 45% more applicants than non-sponsored jobs. Hiring used to be a drawn-out, overwhelming process, but with Indeed, it became incredibly fast and efficient. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute I've been talking, 23 hires were made worldwide on Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to boost your job visibility at Indeed.com/founders story. Just go to Indeed.com/founders story right now and support our show by letting them know you heard about Indeed here. Indeed.com/founders story. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring Indeed is all you need. Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, running a digital agency, Kinsta gives you complete peace of mind by keeping your site online secure and performing at its best. They even have a user-friendly dashboard called My Kinsta that simplifies the site management with tools for cache control, debugging, redirects, and CDN setup. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, you won't experience any downtime when switching to Kinsta. Plus, their 24/7 365 human-only support is available in multiple languages to help with any inquiries, no matter how complex. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their website. Visit kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
Or business development, something that you're looking to do in the next few years?
Ultimately, you know, I have a very specific target for growth, which is 30% year over year for the next 3 years. That's what we're targeting. We're currently on track for it. So I'm excited by that. I just really want to continue to, I don't have an exit strategy. I have 15 years before my youngest child is in college, right? So my goal for Rapid Access is to continue to grow the company, continue to grow the capabilities, and continue to provide top-notch service and quality to our customers. You know, we have industry low return rates, RMAs. We have industry high early delivery rates, right? These are all the things that I'm paying attention to and I'm going to continue to pay attention to. So I just want to keep building a better organization for as long as I possibly can.
Listening to you, I can't help but think the quote, you know, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. I can tell that you have really created, you know, you have KPIs. It sounds like you have some sort of like operating system that, you know, that you work into the business, and you've really, you know, you have it down to a science. Is there something that you follow? I know there's a lot of these, you know, different systems, different business systems, or is there something that you're following? Because you really, it sounds like you really dialed it down to a science. You're more organized, you know, operationally around the business, where some people are just flying at the seat of their pants. They don't even do KPIs. They're not looking at, you know, 30% year over year. They're not even looking at the future. They're just living it day to day.
Yeah. And I mean, I understand that when you're just getting started too, you don't know what the future holds, right? Like, now as a former sales leader, I was always focused on metrics. So the data was obvious to me. Then when we started getting into fabrication, as a business, I continued focused on the metrics, but it's a different context. Right. So now with 6 years in business, we have a large enough data sample size to where I can actually make predictions. I can see where things are going. I can see if there's downward trends on quality. I can see if there's upward trends on quality, all this stuff. So our tech stack does effectively track all of this. We have an ERP system. It's custom made, right? So and it's very useful. We use HubSpot for CRM and for marketing, and I recommend HubSpot for any organization that's going to have sales reps or very proactive marketing. I think it's very important. So the two of these things combined together, and I mean, I'm able to quote like real numbers in real time to my staff, whether they're project management, fabrication, or sales.
Man, you got down to a science, Jared.
Thank you.
I got to say, operationally, you might be one of the best people that we've interviewed when it comes to that. And we've interviewed, you know, people that have sold a $1 billion company, they didn't even have like the operations down to the science that you do, which I think is highly, you know, it's critical, like for long-term, like you're saying, if you want to have a company and sell it in 3-4 years, maybe you don't need to, but if you want to have a company that lasts for decades, you have to run it this way. And I super appreciate everything that you shared today. If people want to get in touch with you and they want to find out more, how can they do so?
Yeah, reach out to me on LinkedIn. Jared Probst is my name. So that's probably the easiest way. I don't want to leave my email address or cell phone number for obvious reasons, but but I'm happy to connect. I'm happy to network. I'm happy to talk to other founders and make recommendations around sales for their specific business, you know. I've been very lucky with my mentors and my coaches in life. So I am willing to pay it forward and give advice for free.
Wow, there you go. I'm gonna hit you up to be my mentor, Jared. There we go. You absolutely agree. So people are gonna message you about that. But no, this has been really great. Had a fun conversation. Anytime I get to laugh and smile with another guest, I already know it's going to be a fun time. So thank you so much, brother, for joining us today on Founder Story. I
appreciate your time. Thank you. Take care.
Are you looking for legit ways to make extra money? Our friends at the Side Hustle Show have put together this cool free 60-second quiz to help you do just that. All you got to do is go to hustle.show. You can do it right from your phone. Answer a few short multiple choice questions, and it'll recommend a few episodes of the hit Side Hustle Show podcast to start with. You can add your personalized Side Hustle Show playlist to your device, learn what works, and start making more money today. Again, that's at hustle.show, or follow the award-winning Side Hustle Show in your favorite podcast app.